الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم. صدق الله العظيم. وعن زيد بن أرقم رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما هذه الأضاحي يا رسول الله؟ قال: سنة أبيكم إبراهيم عليه السلام، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, we have entered into what is the 12th or the last month of the Islamic calendar, a month which is extremely auspicious, a month which is amongst what we call the Ashur-e-Hurum, the four sacred months. إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنَّ اللَّهِ 12 شَهْرًا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ مِنْهَا أَرْبَعَةٌ حُرُمٌ. Allah Ta'ala says that the count of the month of the calendar are 12, and of them أَرْبَعَةٌ حُرُمٌ, four are sacred. From the sacred months, ulama say ثلاث متواليات, three are one after the other, that is ذوالقعدة, ذوالحجة and محرم, and the fourth is the month of Rajab. This month of ذوالحجة, the first 10 days particularly, Anas bin Malik radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to say with regards to these 10 days of ذوالحجة: بكل يوم ألف يوم ويوم عرفة عشرة آلاف أيام. He used to say that each of these 10 days is equivalent to 1,000 days. In other words, the amal and the good deeds that we will do. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system. If you look in the world, if you study psychologically or holistically, if you study a day, what does a day comprise of? The sun rises and then the rest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's makhlukat are lit up. They carry out their activities and then the sun sets. And we find that this continuous motion of day and night, outwardly, existentially, it looks the same. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala amongst these days has elevated certain days by making this nisbat and link and association with Himself. Example of this, the month of Ramadan, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala linked this month to Himself, that the month of Ramadan is the month of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the fast that you will keep, as-sawmu li, Allah ta'ala says, fasting is for me, wa ana ajzi bihi, one narration, I will give the reward, wa ana ujza bihi, the other narration, where Allah ta'ala says, I myself will become the reward. What happens when the nisbat was made with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this month was elevated. A'mal and deeds in this month, we cannot even imagine the reward. Likewise, if you look at a house, house is made up of bricks, mortar, stone, cement. One particular house, that is the Ka'batullah, existentially, outwardly, made up same as any other house. But Allah Ta'ala said, Bayti, this is my house, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what happens? The hearts of humanity are filled with the love and azmat of Ka'batullah. The whole world wants to go towards that place. Allah Ta'ala's special tawajjuhat, Allah Ta'ala's special tajalliyat, rahmat, mercy is descending upon it. And everything that has been attached to it now has been multiplied exponentially when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this nisbat and association with Himself. Like that, these 10 days of Zilhijjah, Allah Ta'ala has associated it with Himself. Allah Ta'ala has taken qasam on these days. The question we ask ourselves, my respected brothers, is that why? What is the hikmat? What is the wisdom? We find that insan, human beings, we are weak. We become munhamik. We become drowned in our pursuit of dunya. Days become weeks. Weeks become months. Months become years. And inexorably our lives are slipping away. And we drown and immerse ourselves in to such an extent in the dunya that we forget our purpose and we forget our objective. That my and your purpose in this world is to find Allah, is to connect with Allah, is to prepare for our akhirat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy, certain months, certain periods, certain days, Allah ta'ala elevates them. Allah ta'ala creates this nisbat and link and association with Himself so that if not the rest of the time, at least this week insan during this period, turn to Allah. Try and find Allah. These days, wal fajr. Allah Ta'ala takes qasam, 5 qasams in the surah, wal fajr, wal layalin ashr, wal shaf' wal watr, wal layli idha yasr. Majority of the mufassirin are of the opinion that these qasams are related to the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. Wal fajr, by the oath of the daybreak, the dawn of the 10th of Zulhijjah. Wal layalin ashr, by the oath of the 10 nights, the first 10 nights of Zulhijjah. What are these 10 nights? Ya'dilu qiyamu kulli laylatin minha biqiyami laylatil qadr. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the standing in ibadat, the ibadat, the tahajjud, the tilawat, the zikrullah, the dua, the iltija'at of the first 10 nights of Zulhijjah is equivalent to standing on Laylatul Qadr. It is as if you stood on the night of Qadr making Allah's ibadat. Walayalin ashir, Allah Ta'ala takes qasam on these 10 nights. Wa shaf'i wal watr, by the oath and the qasam of the even and the odd, even number. Many mufassirin say this refers to the 10th of Zulhijjah, the day of Eid, Eidul Adha, the day of Qurbani. Wal watr, by the oath of the 9th of Zulhijjah. There is no day, there is no day that is more elevated and more beloved and the amal of it multiplied more than the day of the 9th of Zulhijjah, the day of Arafah. Every one of us, it is a demand, dictate of the heart of a mu'min that we, whether you are in Hajj or not, we should be anticipating, waiting for this day. Anas bin Malik said, Yawmu Arafah asharatu alaf ayyam. The day of Arafah is equivalent to 10,000 days. There is no day akthara min an yu'tiq Allahu fihi 'abadan min an-nar min yawm Arafah. Allah does not free from Jahannam more people on any other day in the year. From Jahannam more people are not freed as compared to the day of Arafah. This is the day Shaitan is disgraced, he is humiliated. His lifetime effort in a few seconds through the mercy, compassion and kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wiped away. Wash-shaf'i wal-watri, the fast of the day of Arafah. If you are not in Hajj, the fast of the day of Arafah. My Nabi said, last year's sins, next year's sins, 2 years' sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will expiate and wipe away. From the Salafi Salihin, we find this practice that if they were not in Hajj, they would make i'tikaf, they would be in the masjid for the entire of the day of Arafah. In trying to create this munasabat and link with the Hujjaj Baytillah, wash-shaf'i wal-watr, wal-layli idha yasr, the 5th qasam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes, contextualize this. There are many other great periods in the year. Laylatul Qadr is one. Ramadan is one. Yet, the other periods Allah doesn't take qasam on. Allah Ta'ala takes qasam on these 10 days. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ma min ayyamin, al-amalu salihu fiha, ahabba ila Allahi Ta'ala min hadhihi al-ayyam. He said, there are no days in which the doing of good deeds is more beloved to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Another riwayat, أَعْظَمُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَخَبَّ إِلَيَّنْ يُتَعَبَّدَ لَهُ فِيهَا. He said, there are no days more auspicious. There are no days in which your ibadat, your dua, your zikr, your tilawat, your turning to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is more beloved to Allah. In other words, in Zulqada you made nafil salah. In the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, you made the same nafil salah. In the same time, Allah's mercy, Allah has elevated these days. These are more beloved. We'll carry greater reward. In other words, we are given the spur, the spark, this encouragement. Apply yourself. If you can't do it for the whole year, at least make that special effort now. Make that special effort now. Don't let this period be wasted. Chasing the dunya, doing our other things, you have the whole year for that. You have other periods for that. This is the time to turn to Allah. This is the time to appreciate the favor of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Coming back to that hadith, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, there are no days in which the doing of good deeds are more auspicious, more beloved to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala than the first 10 days of Zulhijjah. In this one particular riwayat, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, فَأَكْثِرُوا فِيهِنَّ مِنَ التَّسْبِيحِ وَالتَّحْمِيدِ وَالتَّهْلِيلِ وَالتَّكْبِيرِ. He said, increase your zikr of Allah. Increase subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. Increase your dua. Increase your turning to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Particularly during these 10 days. Time of Jumu'ah is very, very limited. Last week, we spoke during the Jumu'ah that this amal of Hajj, the amal of Hajj, there are three universal lessons, many lessons. Manafi'a, Allah Ta'ala says many benefits, many lessons, many haqqa'id. But three particularly, ulama'i kiram mention or are emphasized. Each linked, one to the 9th, one to the 10th, one to the 11th. 9th of Zulhijjah, Arafah, Tawbah, change your life, turn back to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. 11th of Zulhijjah, the sermon which Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave on the plains of Mina and Arafat. The final farewell sermon, which was the same on the 9th, then the 10th, he repeated on the 11th. Surah Nasr had come down. Al-Wida at the reminder or the call or the preclusion of Al-Wida had come. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam prepared himself, prepared his ummah. Asa Allah talqawni ba'da aami hadha. O my ummah, after this year you will see me no more. So this intiqal, this transference, reminder of the responsibility of da'wat and tabligh is the lesson of Mina, the 10th of Zulhijjah. What is the lesson? One, my respected brothers, ulama say, Allah has elevated these 10 days because there are two specific a'mal which occur during these 10 days. You cannot find these amal at any other time of the year. One is the amal of Hajj. The amal of Hajj. Obviously, all of us cannot go for Hajj. Those that don't go, create this munasabat, this link with the Hujjaj Baytillah. Have this tamanna and desire in the heart. The second amal is the amal of Qurbani. Passing the knife over the neck of the sacrificial animal. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, during Ayyamun Nahar, during the days of Qurbani, there is nothing more beloved to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala than the sacrificing of the sacrificial animals. One is the wajib Qurbani, if it is wajib, obligatory. Then over and above that, if Allah has given you istitaat, if Allah has given you ability, this is the time, that special period. You can sacrifice an animal. You can slaughter a goat or a sheep or a cow or a camel in Ramadan. in Muharram, in Safar, in Rabiul Awwal, in Rabiul Akhir. That practice of that sacrifice will not be ibadat. The sadaqah which you will give, it will be charity, you will get the reward. But for it to be qurbani, for that actual practice of sacrifice to be an ibadat, Allah Ta'ala has made it exclusively with these 3 days, 10th, 11th and 12th of Zulhijjah. This is the time to open your heart, do as much qurbani as possible according to your istita'at and ability. Let the poor benefit, let the disadvantaged benefit. Ensure your qurbani is carried out correctly with the adab etiquette. Learn from the ulama-i kiram. But with this, as we mentioned previously, this was the prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said that the mafhum of the hadith, I'm not going into the details, we mentioned it previously, the haqaiq, the reality of a'mal will come out. What is the lesson? What is the sabak? Why has Allah commanded us? Why do you pass the knife over the neck of the animal? Does Allah benefit from your taking that life? No. What does Quran say? لَيَّنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا. Allah says it is not the flesh and the blood of that animal which reaches Allah. That is not the object. That is not the purpose. There is a lesson behind this qurbani. There is a haqiqat behind this qurbani. There is a sabak behind this qurbani. There is a call behind this qurbani. There is a message behind this qurbani. And each mu'min, each believer, whether in hajj or whether not in hajj, each year has to revisit that, identify with that. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَاكِي يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. It is the taqwa inside you. It is that jazba to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is your fear of Allah. It is your love for Allah. It is your haya for Allah. It is your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the actual lesson behind this qurbani. The hadith which I mentioned in the beginning. The narrator is Zayd bin Arqam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, قَالَ أَصْحَابُ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. The companions of Nabi Pak صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ said, they asked the question, مَا هَذِهِ الْأَضَاحِي يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. أَضَاحِي is plural of udhiya. Udhiya means qurbani, or taking the life of a sacrificial animal. So the Sahaba asked, مَا هَذَا. Ya Rasulullah, what is this? In other words, what is the lesson? What do we have to learn? What do we have to connect with? What does Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam actually want from us through this? Reward, as we mentioned, are so great. Every hair of that qurbani animal, Allah will wipe away your sins. Madhkhurun laka inda rabbik. It will be a special treasure and provision for you before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every part of that qurbani animal will be in the scale of your good deeds. One riwayat, it comes, this will help you to cross the sirat, the bridge over Jahannam. Rewards, we cannot even articulate it, we cannot even imagine it. Such is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the lesson? What is the significance? Ma hadhihi al-adahi ya Rasulullah. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could have given an elaborate answer, a long answer. But such was the mizaj of the fasahat, eloquence, brilliance, intelligence of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He summed up this entire subject matter in two or three words. And in this is the lesson for you and I. You are going to take this knife, pass it over the neck of this animal. What must you revisit? What is the sabak? What is the lesson? What is the haqiqat? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Sunnatu abikum Ibrahim alayhi salam." What is the significance? This is the sunnat of your father, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. In other words, through this qurbani, turn the clock back. 10th of Zulhijjah, the Hujjaj in Mina, turn the clock back. Every ummati universally, turn the clock back. Several thousand years to the grandfather of this ummah, that Nabi of Allah, who Allah Ta'ala elevates in the Quran to such an extent. He was unique in this sense, The Jews identify with Musa alayhi salam. The Christians identify with Isa alayhi salam. Or some with Uzair alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam is that Nabi of Allah that whether Muslim, whether Christian, whether Jew, universally he is an accepted personality. Everyone identifies with Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. This is that Nabi of Allah, his name Ibrahim is mentioned 77 times in the Quran. 77 times the name of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam is mentioned in the Quran. One place Allah introduces this Nabi, Inna Ibrahima kana ummatan qanitan lillahi hanifa walam yakun minal mushrikeen shakiran li an'amihi ijtabahu wa hadahu ila siratin mustaqim wa atainahu fid dunya hasana wa innahu fil akhirati laminas salihin thumma awhayna ilayhi an ittabi' millata ibrahima hanifa wa ma kana minal mushrikeen. Time constraints, very quickly. Inna Ibrahim kana umma. Allah refers to one man as an ummat. Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. He was a nation. Inna Ibrahim kana umma. Qanitan lillahi hanifa. Obedient to Allah. Dine hanifiyat. There was no sign of shirk in the heart of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He had handed himself totally over to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Walam yaku minal mushrikeen. Should have been yakun minal mushrikeen. Yaku. This is part of Arabic eloquence. Those who are familiar, when the word is cut short, it creates a meaning of qillat. In other words, there wasn't even an iota or sign of shirk in Ibrahim alayhi salam. Walam yaku minal mushrikeen. Shakiran li an'ami. Those who are familiar with Arabic, an'um is jama qillat. Not in arm. Allah says, li'an'umi. In other words, he was appreciative of even the small, what we will consider insignificant ni'mat and bounties of Allah. Even that, Ibrahim alayhi salam made shukr of. Shuashakiran li'an'umi. Ijtabahu. Allah says, we selected him. Wahadahu ila siratim mustaqim. And we guided him towards the straight path. Thumma awhayna. Ijtabahu wa ataynahu fid dunya hasana. We gave him the goodness in the world. Wa innahu fil akhirati laminas salihin. He will be successful in the akhirat also. Then, the greatest of all these munaqabat, all these praises of Ibrahim alayhi salam is contained in this next expression. Thumma ohayna ilayk. That, O my Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we send wahi to you, we commanded you. Anittabi' follow millata Ibrahim hanifa. Allah did not command Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to follow millata Nuh or millata Musa or millata Isa or any other Nabi of the 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Ibrahim alayhi salam is selected, chosen, elevated like this. The maqam of Ibrahim alayhi salam can never compare with the maqam of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is a khususi fazilat. Thumma awhayna ilayk an ittabi' millata Ibrahim, and then again hanifa, and then lam yakun minal mushrikeen earlier, and now again wama kana minal mushrikeen. You will not find even an iota of shirk, of ascribing partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The heart of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam was on tawheed khalis, was on deen hanifiyat, was on pure and adulterated tawheed, total reliance, dependence upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What was Ibrahim alayhi salam? A Nabi who Allah ta'ala, this is just one place in the Quran. Allah elevated him to such an extent. What is the history? What is the link specifically behind this qurbani? My respected brothers, as I mentioned, time is very limited. We cannot go into the details. I'm cutting the incident very, very short. Years upon years of dua. Rabbi Habli, Allahu Akbar. What was the taqat of the dua of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam? If you want to understand it, what was the power of the dua of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam? We find sahih hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Ana da'watu Abi Ibrahim." He says, "I, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, am the result of the du'a of my father Ibrahim alaihi salam." Such acceptance in his du'a, And yet, for a pious child, and what is the lesson? When you ask for children, don't just ask for children, ask for pious children. Beg Allah for nek olad, for pious children. For a pious child, this Nabi of Allah makes dua for 60 years. And today, what the person says, I made dua, my dua is not getting accepted. 2 or 3 minutes you spend in dua and you want it to be accepted. Understand, my respected brothers, I've mentioned this many times before, ulama say, dua, every dua is accepted. Every dua is accepted. Allah Ta'ala gives you what you want. Or Allah Ta'ala removes some bala, some musibat. Or Allah Ta'ala keeps what you ask as for in this world as a zakhira provision for you in the year after. When you see it there, you will wish nothing got accepted in this world. Or every dua is accepted. Malam tastajil, as long as you are not hasty. And what is hasty? What closes the door to acceptance? Amongst other things, for example, haram earnings, etc. What closes the door to acceptance is when a person says this, when he becomes hasty, and he says, I made dua, Allah is not accepting my dua, na'uzubillah. Then the door closes. Otherwise your duas are accepted. Dua, there is no limit. These are the days of dua. So coming back to this, Rasulullah s.a.w. says, I am the dua of my father Ibrahim alayhi salam. Yet for a pious child, 60 years this Nabi begged Allah. Rabbi habli min as-salihin, Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Finally, after 60 years, Allah Ta'ala grants him Ismail alayhi salam. Like ulama say, burhape ke aulad dil ko pakar lete hai. The child that you get in old age, there is a special bond. You can't even imagine that bond. That's why a lot of people say, my link with my grandchildren is more than my own children. Why? I can't bear separation from them. Why? Because when you reach old age, there's that special link. The child is still a baby in his infancy. We know the history. What is the sabak? Commanded. Hijrat. Hijrat from where? From Palestine. What is the destination? Unknown. The guide, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam in a human form. One camel shared by this family. Ibrahim alayhi salam. Hajar alayhi salam. Who is Hajar? Hajar is the princess of Egypt. I'm not going to go into the details. The history is there. Princess of Egypt. 20 or 21 years of age. Prime of her life. In the nikah of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. She is the mother. The child Ismail. This journey begins. 1500 kilometers by camel plus minus 1 month journey. What must have been the kayfiyat of the heart of Ibrahim alayhi salam? He knew what is the ultimate, what is the goal of this journey? Separation from his family, from his newborn child, from his young wife. Separation, why? Because this is the command of Allah. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ. What is Islam? أَن تُسَلِّمَ قَلْبَكَ لِلَّهِ. Somebody asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one sahabi, mal Islam? Ya Rasulullah, what is Islam? He said, an tusallima qalbaka lillah. Islam is not having name Muhammad Ahmad. Not calling yourself Muslim. What is Islam? To hand your heart over to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Take your logic, put it on the back burner. Take science, technology, advancement, whatever you want to call it, the media, everything else, put it on the back burner. They can call day, night, or mix it up, do whatever they want. What is Islam? What is a Muslim? Sadaqa Rasulullah. What Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, what was revealed in the Quran is haq. Everything else can be a lie. That is Islam. And to sallima qalbaka lillah. Hand this heart over to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ibrahim alaihi salam, classical example. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ. His Rabb said to him, submit. Submit without question, without logic. Where's the logic in this? Newborn child, 60 years of dua, not one ooh, not one ah, not one complain. Command comes, separate. Aslim, aslamtu li rabbil alameen. I have accepted the command of my Allah. Allah knew what the hikmat was. This journey is undertaken. Finally they reach Makkah Mukarramah, not Makkah Mukarramah of today. Makkah Mukarramah of 4,000 years ago, plus minus. That place which Quran describes, Wadin غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ عِنْدَ بَيْتِكَ الْمُحَرَّمِ. Quran is ajeeb. Ulama will understand to some extent how just in these few words the image of that Makkah is opened up in front of us. Wadin ghayri dhi zara. There wasn't even a blade of grass. Black, arid desert. No water, no life, no vegetation, no sign of life. A death sentence. Solitude, darkness, harshness, ruggedness, all this is contained in this expression. Wadin ghayri dhi zara. That Nabi, who when he was being flung into the burning open flames of a fire, said, Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is sufficient for me. Allah is the best of protectors. No u, no ah, no question also, no hesitation also. This, he was insan. He was insan. There was no question of defying the command of Allah. But to make us understand how heavy this was, when he sees this place, and then Allah says, leave them here. Leave them. Ibrahim alayhi salam is shocked, according to the riwayat of Qurtubi. Ya Allah, this place? But Jibreel says, yes, this is the command of Allah. Command of Allah immediately. Aslamna. Aslamna. Doesn't make sense. Logic, all that doesn't enter into it. This is Allah's command. So Ibrahim alayhi salam leaves them. Little bit provision according to the riwayat. Little bit of water. One riwayat it comes, there was some barley. Enough to last for 2 or 3 days. Ibrahim alayhi salam starts leaving. Jibreel has disappeared. As he is going, Hajar, the command was, do not even explain to her. So naturally, young woman, to be separated not just from any husband, a husband of the caliber of Ibrahim alayhi salam, akhlaq of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, their compassion, what must have been the bond of love between this husband and wife, how hard it was. Ibrahim alayhi salam is going, she's going behind him, clinging onto his kurta, the baby in her arm, begging, have I wronged you? Have I angered you? Why are you leaving me? Why are you abandoning me? This was a death sentence. Right up till Quday, 2 or 3 kilometers outside Makkah Mukarrama. Begging, sobbing, pleading, crying, cannot understand. Imagine the devastation that is facing her. Being abandoned in this place like this, totally alone. She was also a woman. What must have went through her mind, through her heart? Hadith, Quran is teaching us, revisit this. Think, visualize. We are also human beings. Identify with this, empathize with this. And then the sliver of the thought enters the heart of Hajar. This is a Nabi of Allah. He will not commit zulm and oppression. Allahu amaraka bihada. Allahu amaraka bihada. Ibrahim, is this Allah's command? Has Allah commanded you with this? Ibrahim alayhi salam nods in affirmation. The command had come, no explanation. So he nods in affirmation, and what happens? A new Hajar is born. Immediate, what we'll call in English, an about turn. Then that himmat, that courage. What courage can men today show in front of the courage of the grandmother of this ummat? What courage can the men of today show in front of this courage? A mountain of fortitude. When she hears this, this is Allah's command. Immediately, look at the change. Idhan layudayyana Allah. Ibrahim, go. Allah will never cause us to perish. There will never be loss. If it is Allah's command, what is the sabak? What is the lesson? The actual Qurbani is coming later on. We've run out of time. But what is the lesson behind this? This complete fortitude. Handing yourself over to Allah, no matter how tempting that haram is, no matter how tempting that interest loan is, no matter how tempting that speaking lies is, no matter how tempting that television is, no matter how tempting that video and photography is, no matter how tempting that wedding function where you want to show off to the whole world how much you've got and to the extent where you're borrowing from others is, no matter how tempting it is to devastate the sunnah from your physical appearance, no matter how tempting it is to be involved in places of haram when the azan is being called out, when the time to come before Allah, when that call is there, temptation upon temptation upon temptation. Makare. My Nabi said, Hujibatin Jannatu bil Makari. Allah, Allah's hikmat, Allah's wisdom. Allah has placed a shroud over Jannat of things which you don't like. You are going to go against your nafs. You have to if you want Jannat. Inna silatallahi ghaliya. Inna silatallahi al-jannah. Allah's prize is Jannat. Allah's prize is expensive. A price has to be paid. A price has to be paid. Temptations will come. In the name of science, in the name of technology, in the name of your worldly pursuits, in the name of this dunya, in the name of the lush greenery of this world, in the name of the wealth of this world, in the name of the famousness, shohrat of this world, in the name of the lush temptations of this world, at every juncture of your life, you are going to face, there is going to be this taqabul, one side Allah's command, the other side, that temptation. Allah's command, temptation. Sometimes in the guise of logic, in the guise of science, in the guise of some worldly explanation, all sorts of temptations, traps will come in front of you. This is Allah's sunnat. During these days of Qurbani, turn this clock back. Go to this family. Visualize the challenge of this mother. In a place, black arid mountains, a death sentence. Alone, abandoned by a Nabi of Allah. Abandoned with a defenseless child, with no provisions. Look at that taqabul, look at that confrontation. In the name of your science and technology and whatever explanation you want to put in front. When she hears this is Allah's command. This is Allah's command. This is Allah's command that Muazzin has said, Allahu Akbar, it is the command of my Allah. It is the command of my Allah. What is her reaction? Lan yudayyan Allah. They can never be lost. They can never be lost. There will only be barakat. What barakat? There's no time to go into the details. We know the barakat. Each one that is sitting here, his heart is crying for that place. When you go there, what are you going to do? You're going to imitate the action of the same mother of yours. Right down to the space where she ran, you will run. Allah brings, elevated her to such a level. That zamzam, you will drink it, you will hide it in your bag, you will go through the authorities, you will pay any price. Imagine how Allah has elevated her. What was the challenge that she faced? Aslim, submit. In Allah's command, they can only be khair. Rab chahi zindagi guzarne mein, in living a life where you hand yourself